A judge orders landowners to pay $52,000 in a land use case along the Chilkoot River. And the Chilkat Valley News has a new owner. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. A dispute in Haines between private landowners and several Native organizations has come to a close. The disagreement over drive-down access for hooligan fishing on the Chilkoot River was resolved by a judge last year. But that wasn't the end of the legal battle. Now the landowners in the case have been ordered to pay a significant amount of money to the other side.
As a family, for us, it's kind of just shocking and devastating.
That's Rosalie Lowen. She and her husband Ruben own property along the Chilkoot River. In 2013, they sought to protect a couple pieces of their land from anyone else claiming ownership through a process called quiet title. Their land includes a path that local subsistence fishermen use to drive down to the river and fish for hooligan. The Chilkoot Indian Association, Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 5, and Sea Alaska Corporation intervened in the case. They wanted to fight for continued drive-down access. The path has historically been used to access the hooligan fishery, including the use of vehicles for many years. Fishermen said they need to drive down to the river to accommodate the elderly and to help haul fish back up. There has been a conflict at the spot for several years. In September, a judge decided that right should be preserved. Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg ruled that although the land still belongs to the Lowens, they cannot block access during the few weeks of the hooligan run. He said that is not the case for the other piece of land in question. That belongs to the Lowens, and there is no public easement over it. Lee Heinmiller, secretary of the Alaska Native Brotherhood Camp 5, says this case established a precedent for subsistence rights and preserving access to traditional fishing sites. At that point, the Lowens said in some ways the decision represented a good balance between their rights as private landowners and what's important to the community. They said they were never opposed to fishing in the spot, just the use of vehicles. But the case was not over.
There have been several points when you thought, this can't get any worse, this is it, it's done, okay, let's move forward, and then they come back.
And it gets worse.
That's Ruben Lowen, with Rosalie responding. Last month, the judge ordered the Lowens to pay just over $52,000 in attorney's fees and costs. Reimbursement will be distributed between the Chilkoot Indian Association and Sea Alaska. Sea Alaska footed most of the legal bill. Kristen Miller is the lawyer that represented Sea Alaska in the case.
I'm satisfied that the judge awarded some of the money that we expended to fight this fight. It would have been nice if we were to receive more, but I think it was reasonable under the circumstances.
In a civil case like this one, Alaska law allows the prevailing party to receive financial compensation from the losing side. But the Native organizations didn't prevail on all fronts. So the judge only awarded $52,000 of the about $240,000 Sea Alaska and the other parties requested. Pallenberg granted that amount because he said they did succeed on the main issue, the right to preserve drive-down access to the river. The Lowens were not expecting this outcome. Here's Rosalie.
It will definitely mean some big changes for us as a family. I think we'll be able to pay it without losing our land. And just even saying that makes me kind of want to cry. How did I get to that point?
Money aside, Rosalie says they feel there is ill will toward their family. She says it's difficult to see where they fit in the community now.
We've been good neighbors, good citizens. We've been really tried to be good people as we've become embroiled in this situation and tried to handle it in a way that was in everybody's interests. And to have this be the outcome, it's shocking and pretty devastating for us.
Miller says her clients sought compensation because it was their right by Alaska law after the outcome of the case. She says they are glad they were able to protect subsistence rights to fish in that spot on the river.
We are satisfied. Our goal in this litigation was to preserve the access that we've always had for generations. And unfortunately, the Lowens chose to block that access, and that's why we had to fight.
The Lowens say they are not going to appeal the judge's decision. Haines local newspaper has a new owner. Kyle Clayton is an Army veteran who has been in journalism about 5 years. He takes over for longtime CBN reporter Tom Morfitt, whose recent foray into local politics is now challenged by a recall campaign. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Morfitt has been trying to sell the CVN since last fall when he was elected to the Haynesboro Assembly. At that time, the paper's political reporter, Karen Garcia, quit because she didn't want to work for the CVN when its owner was on the Assembly.
I didn't foresee that I would lose my main reporter just then. And I scrambled. I spent a lot of my personal money bringing interim editors to keep the paper afloat. While not taking a salary from the paper myself.
Morfitt sought out interested buyers for the paper, but he didn't want to take an offer from someone out of state.
I got so stressed out between doing the paper and the assembly in March. March when you contacted me?
Yeah. No, I think it was February.
End of February. I was about to resign my assembly seat, and Kyle was just there and said, I'll come down and I'm interested in buying it. So Kyle really, man, was a savior.
I just called him and said, hey, do you still need somebody? I kind of was interested in buying it. That wasn't my main. I didn't know if I wanted to, but I thought, well, I could go try it out.
Clayton had almost come to Haynes before for a temporary gig at the CVN that had the possibility of becoming long-term.
I asked him, hey, do you want to make that same deal? And he's like, what deal is that? I was like, can I come and work for a little while and see if I like it? And he's like, yeah, come on down.
Clayton started reporting at the CVN in March. That's right around the time that the political tension in Haynes began to boil over. And at the center of it was Clayton's boss, Morfitt.
Kind of in the eye of the hurricane, I guess. Like, I think the recall happened just a couple weeks after I got here. And there's so many things that have happened since I've been here.
A group of Haynes residents is trying to recall Morfitt and two other assembly members, Tresham Gregg and Heather Lendy. Clayton has reported in Petersburg, Bethel, Anchorage, and back in his home state of Indiana. He says Haynes is the most divisive place he's worked.
Everyone keeps telling me this is the most contentious time they've seen Haynes, and I was pretty skeptical about wanting to make this place potentially my home. But it keeps things interesting. I guess it's better than apathy. A lot of people care about this town, and they express it in various ways that we've seen over the past couple months. And I think Haynes is never going to be a boring place, and it's a very textured place to work and live.
Morfitt is in the middle of the current conflict. He says it's another Haynes controversy, like the many he's covered in his 27 years as a CVN reporter.
And that's the passion, and that's often makes for difficult public meetings and hurt feelings and generations of people that maybe don't like other people. And the newspaper's got to be in the middle of it. And that's hard, you know. It's a hard thing to witness. I've seen friendships in this town dissolve over political questions. You know, that's a price you pay as a reporter and an editor and a publisher, is witnessing that stuff.
The CVN is known for aggressive accountability journalism. That kind of reporting in a small town sometimes burns bridges.
And I'm delighted that Kyle is the new owner, because the guy has dodged real bullets, and he has courage.
Clayton was an Army combat medic for 4 years, serving in Iraq. He got into journalism afterwards because he wanted to write for a living. Clayton says one of his first projects is to bring the CVN more fully into the digital age. He updated the website and plans to use social media more. As for his overall goal,
be a mirror for the community, I guess, is one of the goals of a newspaper. So whether it's a kid playing sports or on an Easter egg hunt or talking about conflict of interest with the manager or issues with police funding and all these things, I mean, everything is Haynes, from the little kids running through the grass to some of the more controversial stuff. And I don't plan on shying away from doing the heavy-hitting stuff, but I have to reflect on everything, the positive too.
Before Clayton fully immerses himself in newspaper management, he's headed to Bristol Bay to fish for about a month. He'll return in time to cover the recall election that will determine whether his predecessor at the CVN gets to keep his seat in Haynes politics. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.